Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hut, the freaks come out. This I'm interested to hear the explanation for this. Hut.
I mean, anytime the freaks come out.
You know me. I'm all about the freaks.
Long have been.
Hut, freaks come out.
At night and when the cheddar biscuits come out.
Cheddar Bay biscuits, man.
There's a lot of other stuff to bring the freaks out, too.
But them Cheddar Bay biscuits, man.
Rodney DeBalsi joins us on Fridays at 11:40 ahead of Georgia football games. Obviously, the cocktail party tomorrow at 3:30 in Jacksonville. Roddy from UGASports.com. Roddy, how are you?
What up, Rod?
How's it going, guys? I figured we had to play a little Houdini, being that it is Halloween, and okay. That's a good Halloween song. And also very apropos for the Georgia-Florida game, because that game starts in daylight, but by the time it ends, it's dark down there in Jacksonville. And it's going to be a four-quarter game. A lot of people think, well, they just fired their coach. This is going to be an easy knockover. I'm like, have you ever watched a Georgia-Florida game? Have you ever seen Georgia struggle against a third-string walk-on QB at Florida? Have you ever seen Georgia have three turnovers in a game? Georgia does not play good down there, and I think what it's going to come down to that offensive line, those big bunch of freaks who we saw against Ole Miss just absolutely destroying people, opening up some run lanes for Chauncey Bowens, Nate Frazier, maybe toss sweep to Dylan Bell. Just something to keep an eye on is those big boys up front. I think that's going to be the difference in the game. Plus, I kind of missed the landing. I missed the landing and the freaks that used to come out down there, man. That's just saying.
Oh, man.
Where do they go now? Where do the freaks
go? I don't
know.
Rob, what was that damn hotel that was right there by the landing? Oh, was it?
I don't know. I got kicked out of there once. I don't remember the name.
Rock, with that being said, Rock, the health thing, it's been a week off. So, they still do Bloody Tuesdays, but I'm assuming that they're as healthy as they've been. Outside of losing Kobe, but as healthy they've been so far this year?
Yeah, actually, one of their, somebody on the staff there told me that because our offensive line, that's healthiest we've been all year. And I'm like, way to ruin it. Way to jinx your team, dude. He just started laughing. But, yeah, that offensive line is starting to, come together. They're getting healthy. And you saw the difference having Ernest Green come back against Ole Miss. And that allows Dontrell Glover, Juan Gaston, Micah Morris, even Drew Bobo to go hunting. You watch them on those guard tackle pulls, and they just go looking for people to destroy. So they're healthy there. Saw the availability report, no new names on it. So right now, Georgia's looking pretty healthy. Although, we kind of gloss over the loss of Colby Young. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That guy's a difference maker. He is an absolute difference maker. Maybe Noah Thomas gets those passes now. Maybe they go more to Dylan Bell. But any guy who could catch a pass 2 yards deep and turn into a 9-yard gain by breaking a couple tackles and just dragging people with him, you just can't replace that. You can't just next man up that sort of situation. So they're going to have to work around not having Colby Young because he was an integral part of this offense. He's a great blocker. He's a difference maker, and you just hope that Noah Thomas is up to the task.
What do you anticipate the biggest difference being in terms of how Florida looks now that they have moved on from Napier, interim staff, nothing to lose. They do have a lot of talent, and seemingly they'd be healthy on offense as well with their bye week too. Like, how do you think they'll look most different?
They're going to take a lot more chances. They know they're coming in, and they match up really well with Georgia. It's strength versus strength and weakness versus weakness. You've got an interim coach down there who has nothing to lose. The players have nothing to lose. So you kind of just let them go. You've been worried about messing up the whole time. So now all of a sudden you play free. So we'll see a little more exotic pressures on defense, more shots taken down the field on offense. Just in the exact way when Austin Peay comes to town and Marshall comes to town and those games are closer than people like. And they don't understand that the defense sometimes just sells out and says, look, you know, we're coming, or we're going to drop eight, or, you know, we're going to send six. And when you bust them, it's like, well, that's what's supposed to happen. But then when you have to punt, everyone loses their mind going, wait a minute, why are you punting against Austin Peay, or why are you punting against Marshall? Well, it's because they sold out on defense. So I could see Florida kind of doing the same thing. And teams rally. People watch what happens when you fire a coach. I mean, look at Arkansas. Sometimes you fire a coach and the team rallies. Even it's not to say they dislike the coach. It's just it's such a gut punch. The only way these guys have to really come back from that is to take it out on the next team that shows up across the field. So I can see them playing a little more free and a little bit faster and you know, trying to make a name for themselves.
Rob, we're talking before we got you, and I'll go back to you talking about the Dragon. Does it seem like Nate Frazier has maybe got his spot back as the lead back?
I don't know. And I say that because Chauncey Bowens is kind of banged up, but we got to speak to Chauncey, and he says he's 100% healthy now. So it's tough. I mean, you can't point to one and go, well, that's the better back. Nate Frazier looked to be the better back, and I was, in the first couple weeks there, I was like, man, this guy's going to put together a Heisman campaign. But he kept fumbling the ball. Now he's not fumbling, but he's got the thing wrapped up so tight that it's kind of affecting his running. You know, he's it looks like he's hugging himself when he runs out there. So he's lost a little bit of his I don't say his cutback ability, you know, his jukiness, you know, when he tries to juke people out. But he's not turning the ball over. So, and then Chauncey is just running through people. The acceleration he has from, you know, 3 yards deep to the line is something that when, you know, when you look at the early summarizings of him, it was, well, he doesn't have that explosive speed. You know, he's a great running back. He's tough. You know, he can go between the tackles. He doesn't have that acceleration. And I'm like, oh, he's got it now. So it's tough to, you know, pick one over the other, and they just rotate him. It's like when you had, Sony and Chubb. You know, it's like, okay, well, they're pick your poison. Oh, and we got DeAndre Swift backing them up. Yeah, well, let's give it to him too. So it's a good situation. Now, I'm not putting either of those guys in that classification. Those are the, you know, two of the top five backs that Georgia's ever had. But I'm just saying it doesn't matter if it's three back there or 33, just or two or anybody or 20. Just hand the ball off. Run the damn ball, Bobo.
We played a clip from Kirby in the last segment where he talked about how Gunnar Stockton doesn't get enough credit for his decision making. If you had to say there's something that he doesn't get enough credit for, what would it be?
I was going to say something mean about his interviews, because I love Gunnar Stockton to death, but he's a terrible interview. He's just god awful. But I do what he doesn't get credit for is the when he runs, how tough he runs. They have to tell him to slide. He wants to lower his shoulder and hit somebody, and they have to tell him, look, this isn't high school. This ain't this ain't Tiger Georgia. This ain't Raven. You know, you can't do this anymore. And he likes to get hit. And he go back to that Auburn game, the Ole Miss game, a couple times where he just took a lick, and all of a sudden it's like a puncher that needs to get hit in the face, and then all of a sudden he settles down. So it's how tough he is when he runs. The fact that you don't see him sliding a whole lot. You see him going forward, you know, diving for an extra yard, running through an arm tackle. And it's easy to say, oh, well, he's got 7 rushing touchdowns. He's a runner. He's a tough runner, and I think we need to emphasize and capitalize the word tough there, because he's not just – if you're a defensive back and you think, oh, I'm going to get a free lick on that running quarterback, you might get the lick. It might be coming to you, so you better have your helmet strapped on.
Rod, how close is the pass rush?
From here to Jacksonville, I guess.
Is it close? So are they almost getting there?
Not close.
No, it's not close. horse. They don't have the horses to do it, and the scheme doesn't allow for it, and the secondary's not making it happen. The secondary can't cover long enough for some of those guys to get home, and they can't get home enough quick enough to help out the secondary. So chicken or the egg, I'm not sure which is worse, but it's not a good situation. I mean, look at it. They have 8 sacks in 7 games.
Yeah, it's not many.
Texas A&M, who leads the SEC, has 32 sacks. So Georgia's the only team in the SEC without double-digit sacks.
Damn.
That's just, I mean.
I think Oklahoma sacked Auburn 10 times in one game.
Yeah, and that's you played Auburn. How many did you get?
What? 3? Did they get 2? Okay, they got 2. Well,
I think it was 2. Yeah, I'm just saying, somebody else got 10. You didn't get that many. Yeah. And they've got, you know, and you look at like Damon Wilson, who has more sacks and pressures than the entire Georgia defense combined. So what are you going to do?
Hey, do you think that all the nonsense that's happening right now at LSU, and it's continuing, they had a press conference like today about what's going on with their AD. Do you think that craziness is helping Florida in the long run in terms of trying to land the biggest fish in this coaching cycle?
It definitely got hurt because everyone for a week was saying that LSU's the better job than Florida. You know, it's not even close. Now you're looking like, wait a minute, I don't want to go get in that buzzsaw because it was always, don't take the Auburn job because the Auburn boosters are crazy and they have too much support of the program. Then it was Miami's worse than Auburn. Then it was, you know, Florida, you got a great AD, you got a great state. The Florida job is one of the top ones. LSU was always seen that way as well. Now all of a sudden LSU started to look like Miami and Auburn. It's like, wait a minute, who do I answer to? So I can tell you one thing, the first call that the Board of Regents over there at LSU is going to do, they're going to reach out to Josh Brooks of Georgia. You know, he's an LSU guy. He's been very successful at in the SEC. If they need a new athletic director, I get the first person they're going to call is him. Now, I'm not saying he would take it or that he would, you know, he would probably just say, hey, thanks, I appreciate it, but no. But that is a guy who he cut his teeth at LSU, so and they know how good he is, so you got to be careful that they don't try to poach your AD.
Rod, is there anybody, because I know I was reading around and seeing some different things about these freshman receivers. I know one is out, but, I mean, is this his name CJ? Is he the one that people are talking about as far as maybe contributing, is getting better on the scout team and things like that?
CJ Wiley is the guy. He was, every time we go see him, he'd have these amazing games. And I kind of feel bad because the first, when they point to CJ Wiley, it's mainly because he has the same size that you're losing with kind of Colby Young. So I was like, whoa, who's the most like him? But he's not the one that I would expect to take over that spot. I would look for Landon Roldan out of North Oconee. Look for them to maybe go to Sakobe White a little bit more. CJ Wiley, he's just not quite there. He was on the spot scout team, and he came up to, you know, he's gotten some more reps, but he's just not getting the rotation like some of the other guys.
Roddy, how do you see it playing out tomorrow afternoon?
It's a Georgia-Florida game. Everyone is going to be mad until maybe the midway through the fourth quarter. It's that way every year. I don't care how much Georgia's favored by or how much Florida's favored by. That's just the way that game goes. I hate that game with a passion. I go every year. I used to come back fielding calls on TV and radio about why it didn't work out like I was supposed to. But hopefully Georgia just mashed them tomorrow. You know, we could have picked Monster Mash to open the show with. You know, just mash those guys and run the ball, get out of there with a win, survive in advance.
Yeah. Sounds good. That's kind of what I see happening too, Roddy. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Rod.
Thanks, guys.
Roddy Nabalsi there. UGASports.com joins us every Friday at 11:40 to get ready for the Georgia football game the next day. And, yeah, I mean, it seems probably right. It's what the game tends to be like. It's what every Georgia game's been like this year.
Yep.
They got talent and a new coach. You don't really know what's coming. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
So, of course, this is going to be the one where Georgia wins 41-3.
But, yeah,
right?
it's going to be a dogfight. And, you know, I think the biggest thing that Georgia has to do is just because Florida's going to have some new wrinkles. We understand that. We definitely understand that. But he's such a good damn quarterback that, you know, that's what I was saying. Are they close? You know, but, I mean, what they're going to have to do, Georgia's going to have to pressure them. Georgia's going to bring pressure. So that's going to put more and more pressure on these damn corners and the secondary. And they're going to have to eventually step up. Because there's been so many different – I mean, Everett's still been there. But the other guy, it's just been this guy. I mean, somebody's got to step in as that second corner and be able to hold up because
– You mean there's been so many different guys that haven't stepped up?
That haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they've been rotating. It's been like, you know, where's Ellison? Then it was this. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, they have got to figure out a way to get Lagway off his spot and get him on the damn ground. Because that's the one thing, when they bring that pressure, they get through, but the quarterback breaks the contain to the right. And then he has run pass options on that. So that's hurt George a lot when they are bringing that middle dog pressure. Like CJ and the linebackers, they're getting through. It's just the fact that there's nobody out there containing to keep whoever the quarterback is in that.
Quintavious Johnson is a guy that I feel like gets close to the quarterback a ton.
He's like
33. He's almost there, and then he doesn't quite get it. And I know DJ Legway is not the guy to get almost there with because he's fast and get outside the pocket. But he's the one. And I know Chris Cole's a guy that we had high hopes for.
Yes, we did.
There's the number of guys that you're hoping could get to the quarterback, but it just feels like Quintavious Johnson has been there a lot.
Yeah.
And then he had one a couple weeks ago, but it was a horse collar.
So hopefully he just keep coming and find a way to get him on the ground, man. But yeah, it's going to be a four-quarter game.
I think so.
That Georgia's eventually going to win by 10 points, probably.
Yeah, something like that. I could see that.
Yeah. Hey, guys, tomorrow from noon to 2, join our girl Allie Mack at Lou Saab, Kia in Cummings as we get you ready for the Sunday's big game. One lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Kit a 50-inch 4K smart TV with the rolling stand plus other prizes like winning some tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that's this Saturday, noon to 2, at Lou Saab Kia in Cummings with our gal, Allie Mack.
All right, Funk Friday continues. Hour number 2, noon hour, coming up next. NFL No Huddle to kick things off. College Football Corner at 12:20. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.